بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Our souls require spiritual nourishment. Just as our bodies require food, we require water, liquids, to gain some strength, like that, the ruh also requires the correct nourishment. The nourishment of the soul is dhikrullah. La ilaha illallah. And if we do not give the soul the correct nourishment, the soul obviously will suffer like how the body suffers weakness when it is not given the right food, the right nourishment. Likewise, the soul also, when it is not given the correct nourishment, or it is starved from the correct nourishment, there is no dhikrullah, no tilawat of the Quran, no tawbah, no istighfar, no ruju ila Allah, and the heart just collects sins and vice and evil, pride, jealousy, anger, malice, love of dunya, love of haram things. Person leads a life of ghaflat. So the soul also, the spiritual soul, becomes weak, and then it is unable to ward off and push away temptations that take a person towards haram. Like a person, or like a tire that is punctured, or a ball, a soccer ball which becomes punctured, it needs to be inflated. Like that, the soul also requires the correct pressure and the correct nourishment, so that it may be strong enough. And as we mentioned so many times, the levels of the nafs, ammara, lawwama, finally mutma'inna. And therefore, dhikrullah is so important, so important. Not only, as I mentioned, once a week, it is supposed to be done every single day of our life, even if we just take out few minutes only. Our lives have become so busy, so busy. And if you analyze our lives, it's only rotating, revolving around achievements of dunya. And the necessities of dunya. So all the time we occupied or preoccupied in just making our dunya comfortable. But as far as the akhirat is concerned, making tawajjuh towards the akhirat, preparing for final abode, the true abode, the everlasting abode, very little effort is made towards it. We can see there were so many janazas in the past couple of weeks, in the past couple of months. Tonight also there will be a janazah at 11 o'clock here, inshallah. The whole week we had janazas, sometimes 2-3 janazas. All these are lessons for you and I. That one day my turn will also come. I am present today in somebody else's janazah. I do not know when my janazah will take place. And we know it's the reality. When we give ghusl to the mayyit, we can see that mayyit is lifeless. He cannot move a single limb. When we carry the janazah after the salat, and we carry it, we know the janazah has got no life whatsoever. It's taken to the qabr and buried. And then there's a new world, alam-e-barzakh. Now the angels start questioning the person. Man rabbuk, ma dinuk, man hadha rajul. That's the reality. It is too late then to do any amal. Malakul Maut won't give a single person even 1 second extra time to make one single tawbah. Too late. Your lifespan has come to an end. Therefore, respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening with the receiver, let us prepare for maut. Let us prepare for maut. Time is running out. We don't have time at our advantage. Every second the clock is ticking, and we are moving closer and closer towards our qabr. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to polish and cleanse and purify our hearts. All of us, we speak evil, we talk evil. Sometimes we're carrying tales, we make ghibah, we become angry, upset, and the heart becomes blackened. The heart feels heaviness, it feels gloominess and dullness. Dhikrullah is the polish of the heart, shines the heart, brightens the heart. The person gets tawfiq of make amal saliha. He gains closer towards Allah Ta'ala again. He comes out of darkness, he comes out of ghaflat, he realizes he is in Allah who he has returned to. And that Allah gives him strength, the whole world. The whole world can gather against you. to try and harm you. But if Allah wants no harm to come to you, then no harm will come to you. Governments of the world can plan whatever they want. Societies can do what they want. People can do what they want. But if Allah does not want harm to come to you, no harm will come to you. That is why we say, La ilaha illallah. And this is the yaqeen we get in our heart. It gives us confidence, strength. I'm the most weakest of all. Believe me, I require that strength. All of us require to make true dhikrullah. Our tongues will be moist with dhikr of Allah. In the car, we're driving to school, taking our kids. Instead of putting the radio on, listen to good qiraat, listen to surahs, duas, recite our duas, make dhikrullah, tell our children to make one tasbih of dhikrullah, read subhanallah, alhamdulillah, read durood sharif. Our children go to school, how much of durood sharif do they read? If they're not going to an Islamic school, and if they don't madrasa in the afternoon, have we ever pondered when last they sent durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Ourselves, we're so busy, caught up in our work. If there's no program, there's no durood and salam, when are we going to send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How are we going to face him on the day of Qiyamah? What sacrifices he made for us? What are we engaged in all the time with our zuban, our heart? We are plotting against people, we are talking evil, we are harming people, we are cheating, deceiving. Let us become true Muslims, let us become true believers, let us turn to Allah Ta'ala and connect ourselves to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah. You said the Durood Sharif. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha
ilaha illallah, la 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 ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
Isha is coming early, inshallah. Then the program will be still after Isha, but we'll have a longer program, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat, inshallah. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, malaka ash-shukru kulluh. La nuhsi thanana alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-mateen, wa ya rahim al-masakin, wa ya arham al-rahimin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما يا الله ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله ہم کمزور ہیں ضعیف ہیں اللہ يا الله we require your help your assistance my Allah يا الله we are محتاج يا الله we are dependent totally upon you my Allah يا الله give us that nisbat that تعلق that connection with you my Allah Ya Allah, make us your true friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, how long are we just going to remain in this condition, my Allah, of sin and vice and disobedience, my Allah? Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of good deeds, my Allah. Grant us taqwa, my Allah. Grant us zuhud and qanaat, my Allah. Ya Allah, increase our iman, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us steadfastness on iman, my Allah. Make us live and die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, don't pull away and snatch away this iman from our hearts, my Allah. Don't make us become lazy and negligent, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq every single day to make more and more amal in the Quran and hadith, my Allah. In the Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman, my Allah. Help us in times of difficulty and problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, ourselves, ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us to the correct, my Allah. Guide us towards that which is rushd, my Allah. That which is righteousness, my Allah. Don't make us, ya Allah, slip into anything that will cause harm upon us, ourselves, or the ummah of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you have given us responsibilities, ya Allah. Don't make us shirk in our duties and responsibilities. Help us to fulfill the huquq of insan, my Allah. Help us, ya Allah, to fulfill the huquq of your makhluqat, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to fulfill your haqq, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, my Allah. You cover our faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sattar and Ghaffar, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never humiliate us and expose our faults to the people, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind and so loving. Ya Allah, the durood we recited, ya Allah, send it to Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making our tongues be moist with your dhikr, my Allah. With tawbah, istighfar, tilawat of the Quran, and sending durood upon Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, so many people are leaving this world every single day, my Allah. Thousands, ya Allah, being killed, ya Allah. In different parts of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many jarazas we attend and we carry, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to, ya Allah, to prepare for our own janazah, my Allah. Help us before maut knocks at our door, or malakul maut knocks at our door, my Allah. Before our ruh is taken out, my Allah, to make sincere tawbah and nasuha. Sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing such an amal, my Allah, that you become so pleased with it, my Allah, just before we leave this world, my Allah, and you accept it, my Allah, and you become happy with us, my Allah. Let us leave this dunya in the condition that you are pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we will leave this world and everything we will leave behind, my Allah. Ya Allah, then we have to stand before you on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, in qabr we will be questioned, my Allah. Protect us from the azab of the qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen, give them jannatul firdaus. Grant their families sabri jameel, my Allah. So many people are sick and ailing, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're in hospitals or at home, my Allah. Grant each one of them complete shifa, my Allah. Give them rahat and sukoon, my Allah. Bless all of us, ya Allah, with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhaat. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us taqwa. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, ya Allah. Give us the understanding of deen. Grant us hikmat, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us for all our work, ya Allah. Help us in dunya also, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our rozi become easy for us, my Allah. Grant us halal, tayyib. Ya Allah, grant us halal and wholesome, ya Allah, rozi, my Allah. Make it be easy for us, ya Allah. Don't make us become dhaleel, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people requested duas. Ya Allah, grant them all the jais murads, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs. Our brothers, ya Allah, they have come here tonight, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and others listening at home over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, in different parts of the world, people are listening, my Allah. They've raised their hands, my Allah. They're begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're not turning to any other person. Because there is no other person who can help us, my Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. Allahumma kashif al-gham. Mufarrij al-ham. Mujiba da'wati al-muttarreena idha da'auk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله give us موت المدينة الشريف يا الله يا الله we are pining to be at مدينة الشريف يا الله مكة مكرمة يا الله مدينة منورة يا الله يا الله grant us يا الله توفيق of going to حرمين شريفين يا الله يا الله those who have not been حج as yet يا الله يا الله يا الله grant them يا الله make the سبيل easy for them يا الله to go for حج يا الله يا الله give us موت المدينة الشريف بل الجنة البقية the شفاعة of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم the holy kuthur water from his مبارك hands my Allah make us enter Jannah without any reckoning my Allah without any hisab kitab protect all of us our parents our grandparents our wives our children our families my Allah our friends musallis mutalliqin mashayikh our elders our students our asatiza ya Allah protect all of us from the azab of qabr azab of jahannam from every big and small fitna especially the fitnas of Dajjal my Allah Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them gunaik and salih, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant in the understanding of deed, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them excellent ulama, sulaha, atqi abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. Ya Allah, امت جهابي پریشان ہو. Ya Allah, پریشانی دور فرما. Different places, different countries of the world, Ummat is still suffering, my Allah. Remove the difficulties, my Allah. Don't make it be difficult for the Muslims, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become beacons of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Make the non-Muslims see the truth of Islam, my Allah. Make us display good akhlaq, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us become naik and salih, that we attract them towards the correct path, towards the deen of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who plan against us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we make the fee to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you sort all those people out, my Allah. Protect us from the kaid, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the makar and farab, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreel, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.